it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Cyril Wilson.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
T-G-I-F. Trying to go in February. That's a stretch, ain't it? That's right. January's leaving easy like Sunday morning, y'all.
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know what went faster, the month of January or my New Year's resolution. Are y'all ready for Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
Hold up, Tom. You haven't jumped on any bandwagons, have you?
Seattle.
You remember the 2004 halftime show with Janet and Justin? They call it Nipplegate. I know that was your work, brother. Anyway, I got invited to a couple of Super Bowl parties that I won't be attending.
Oh.
So my cousin Nano said he just got a 27-inch TV and I can watch the game over his crib. Really? I told him, no, where the hell you get a 27-inch TV from? From somebody headrest? Plus, he got like 40 people coming over. Can you imagine 40 people crowding around a 27-inch TV? Look like a bunch of mofos shooting dice. So I'm not going over there. I was going to go over to my sister's house because she said she was cooking chitlins. I told her, it's the Super Bowl, not Thanksgiving. She said she can fix some nachos, too. I don't want any nacho chitlins, so no thank you.
Nacho chitlins.
So I'll probably end up watching the Super Bowl at Best Buy. You know, where the people are closer. Family will get you every time. Anyway, let's count down these contenders real quick. Now, before I start cooking this crock pot full of contenders, allow me to introduce another category. It's called Bama for Life.
Yeah.
And that goes to Suge Knight, y'all. I know y'all heard about that fatal hit-and-run accident Suge was in out in Compton.
Yeah.
Why the hell is he still trying to be gangster? He's not that good. I mean, he just got shot 6 times. He's 40 freaking 9. That means on his birthday, he'll be an AARPOG. He's a Bama for life. Contender number one, Tiger Woods, a.k.a. T-Dub. Tied to the Gun went from Toothless Records back to Tiger Woods after getting his front tooth fixed. Well, there goes his chances of being a presenter on BET Hip Hop Awards, y'all. Excuse me. Contender number two is the mofo who crashed his drone on the White House lawn, then confessed he was drinking and lost control of it. Haven't that Bama heard of friends don't let friends drone drunk? Contender number three, Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, Iowa's speech was so bad, the GOP are turning their backs like the NYPD. They're treating her like the female Bill de Blasio. Contender number four, Benzino. Robert Benzino got arrested at Atlanta Airport when he messed around and left his neck at home and brought his Tech 9 to the airport, y'all. Now, I don't remember people...
Did you lose your place?
Oh, I sure did lose my place. Hey, put me on there for the Bama of the Week.
Those chickens.
Yeah, I don't remember people leaving home without it. Remember that used to be American Express slogan? That's it, Jay. That's it. I remember people that leave home without it used to be American Express slogan. I'm back, baby. Not in our
hands.
Benedict Cumberbatch, you are the Bama of the Week. Now, Benedict Cumberbatch made a statement in an interview referring to black actors as colored. Well, color D's, little Benedict Cumberbatch. You are the... Matter of fact, make me the Bama of the Week. That was awful.
And he's gone.
He's gone, man.